Last summer, I told you about Coach Mack, my Little League Baseball coach who believed in me and helped me rise from the team's worst player to team captain in just one season. I didn't know where my old coach had gone, but after the story aired, I received a thank you note from Coach Mack himself. This week, Coach Mack passed away. The summer before Mack McKenzie became our Little League Baseball coach, I spent the season batting last, picking dandelions in right field. But just weeks after Coach Mack took over, I rose to starting catcher, leadoff hitter, and team captain. Trust me, I was no bigger, faster, or stronger than I was the previous season. But I had one thing I didn't have the year before: confidence. Instead of playing back on my heels, I was up on my toes and swinging for the fences. I'm sure Coach Mack's influence planted my desire to become a coach myself, and later a teacher. Near the end of last year's commentary, I admitted I had no idea where Coach Mack had gone after they moved to California the next year, or even if he is still alive. Well, a couple days later, I got a thank you letter from Coach Mack himself. Just getting it thrilled me, but his message was even better. It was direct, honest, and funny, just like the man himself. He told me about his family, about living in Scottsdale, and about his two bypass surgeries. In 1990, he received a heart transplant. He said he'd read my books and had every intention of writing years ago, but never followed through. But that day, his wife found my story, and this is what he wrote. "I was blown away to see my name and the wonderful things you had to say about me and my influence on you. I have had a very good and successful life with a few plaques, awards, and complimentary speeches given to me, but none compare to what you said and how you have honored me. Thank you from the bottom of my heart." I don't know if Coach Mack got choked up writing it, but I got choked up reading it. I promised him I'd be writing more to him soon, and I fully intended to. But my fall filled up with travel and speeches, deadlines and classes. I kept waiting to find enough time to write the perfect letter, and I kept waiting. I wrote down Coach Mack's name on my to-do list month after month. 3 nights ago, I was teaching my sports writing students at Northwestern University how to write a profile. I told them their subject does not have to be famous. It could even be one of their former coaches. Then I told them the story of Coach Mack, right down to the sweat dripping off the tip of his nose while he smashed grounder after grounder during practice. I could not resist telling my students just how great it was to hear from Coach Mack himself, which provided one more reminder I still needed to write him. I scribbled his name down yet again. I got my final reminder the next day when I received an email from a friend of Coach Mack's, as simple and direct as Coach Mack himself. "We lost Mack yesterday." This hit me harder than I had expected. After all, I could not have believed that he'd live forever. I felt grateful that I'd written a story about him, and even more fortunate that Coach Mack had read it and responded. But when I went back to read our correspondence, I was chagrined to realize I had never written the longer letter I had promised him, and even dumber when I saw that he lived in Scottsdale. A couple months after his first letter, I gave a speech in Scottsdale, and if I had kept in better touch, Coach Mack and I would have gone out for a beer I would never have forgotten. Still, I'm lucky, and I realize that. And we can't do everything. I know that, too. After I drove back to Ann Arbor that night, about game time, I swung by my old elementary school, where Coach Mack had smacked all those grounders years ago. I was surprised to find the ball field had been replaced by a garden with a shed in the middle of it. But when I crouched down into my old position, where home plate used to be, I could see it all, right down to Coach Mack, sweat dripping off his nose, tapping me another bunt to throw to first base. "Thanks, Coach. Sorry it took me so long to write."